place this morning to have Providence come lead us in worship today. You have to show them a lot of love. I guess if anything could happen and went wrong, it's gone wrong today, hadn't it, Tony? And they've just had a terrible, terrible morning. And but they're here, and y'all come on, guys. Come on.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. It's good to be in God's house the first day of the year. I can't think of a better place for you to be on January the 1st, 2012, to be in God's house. And I'm so thankful to be here. We had some obstacles to get here today, but I'm thankful that we serve a Savior who died and gave His life for you and me,
that we
can be here today. And if there's some reason you've came today and you've never accepted Him as your Lord and Savior, the first day of the year could be your day today. I'm so thankful that you gave us an opportunity to be here today. And I was praying yesterday and thinking about this coming year. And I thought, Lord, I don't know what you have in store for Providence this year, but give me some kind of something. And the thought of it came to my mind, less of me and more of Him. But as I went on, me and my wife, she told me we were cleaning the garage yesterday, and that's what we did all day. So I did a lot of praying in the garage and stayed away from her. But later on in the day, really, I wasn't satisfied with a little of me and more of Him. And it come to me, none of me and all of Him. And that's what I hope we can accomplish this year's Providence Quartet, that it be none of us and all of Him. And at the end of the year, just look back and see what He's done. And I'm thankful to be here at Cedar Grove this morning to start the year off. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing us to come.
And
listen, we didn't come to worship for you, as I always tell you. We just come to worship with you this morning. And to just let the Lord have His will and His way here this morning. If you happen to see Rick this morning singing the bass part, give him a hand today. Rob Shelton singing the lead, make him welcome. Thomas, he sang in Kentucky last night with the Mike Lefebvre Quartet and filled in. I told him earlier in the week, I said, now, what are you going to do? They told me, said, well, have you back to Knoxville by 5 in the morning. I said, well, what are you going to do if that bus quits? What are we going to do if you can't make it? He made it. As y'all see in the parking lot, that big purple bus of ours didn't make it. I'm thankful Mike Lefebvre's bus cranked and ours didn't this morning, but the Lord made a way for us to be here. I think we got the best tenor singer in God's community.
This right here, this is our only city slicker we've got in our quartet. He comes from a big town called Pendleton, South Carolina. Mick Tubby, welcome.
skies shall see.
Yes.
And I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day, that will be.
Amen, brother. Amen.
What a day, glorious day, that will be.
Give the Lord the biggest hand.
What I once was, If you could go with me back to where I started from, then I know you would see a miracle of love that took me in its sweet embrace and made
about it,
it'll happen all over the air. Oh, what
a celebration for getting where we've been. And we're standing on top of Zion, triumphant over sin. First the angels will stop singing, then the trumpets start ringing. Then the day of heaven, when the saints go marching in.
Well, won't that be a hallelujah when we step on the other side? We're the saints of old, standing with the king to win the most important time. We'll lift that hands together, Lord, we're shouting all through the delay. And a real big thing is just about it, it's a hopping all over again.
Well, I've been like that, we have been shouting since a million years ago. And I've got more than just religion, when Jesus saved my soul. I got a way, I need salvation, like no one old tongue can tell. And a standing invitation to a hallelujah spell.
We'll live and hang, go shouting all through the land. And when you think it's just about it, it's gonna happen all over again.
Well,
come on, hallelujah, let's have a little shout. And when you see the book first thing, the way it was upon the time. We'll live and hang, go shouting all through the land. And when you think it's just about it, it's gonna happen all over again.
Come to me right when we started praying to thank the Lord for our burdens and our trials, because without those we would not know what it's like to stand on the mountaintop.
Amen.
We wouldn't know what it's like to be overcomers through the Word of God.
Right.
And I'm so glad of that. I'm so glad today that I'm an overcomer, because I had an issue about 4 years ago. I don't know if I told this last time I was here or not, but I was stricken with some anxiety, and I got that and stress and everything that came on me. And I just want to thank God for healing this morning.
Amen.
Thank God for people healing me now. You may be here this morning, you may be suffering from the same thing, but nothing's, no problem's too big that God can't help you.
Amen.
And if the devil could have killed you, he'd have done killed you a long time ago. But Jesus speaks life, and that's what this next song we're going to sing talks about. That you may be feel like you're in the grave in your situation, no matter what it may be. You may be here, most importantly, you may be lost this morning, and you may be dead inside. God can speak life to your soul, your spirit. And you can be alive. Listen to the words of the song. Jesus speaks life.
The story began with the death of a friend that we could close minds to. The one man from Nazareth and the dead man named Lazarus were the stars those morning and noon. Story, how the power of His glory raised Lazarus from death unto life. When Christ called His name, everything changed. Lazarus walked out alive.
When Jesus speaks life, death has to flee. Great wolves are loose, the captives set free. No matter how
the subject
Stood upon